نستعينه ونستهديه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمد عبد الله ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. Alhamdulillah, firstly we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we seek His help and His assistance. We seek refuge in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our actions. The one Allah guides, there is none that can mislead Him, and the one Allah misleads, there is none that can show Him the right path. We all testify that there is none worthy of worship but Allah, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the final messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We send peace and salutations upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his family members, his companions, and those that follow their footsteps until the day of judgment. Ameen. My beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, first advice for myself and you is to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Allah says in the Quran, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ittaqullaha haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Wa'tasimu bihablillah jami'an wa la tafarraqu. Wadhkuru ni'matallahi 'alaykum idh kuntum a'da'an. فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون. Fear Allah completely, fear Allah properly, fear Allah the way He is supposed to be feared. And do not die, do not leave this world until you are fully submitted to His orders. Taqwa, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is such a quality that if we can possess this quality, if we can get this and achieve this quality in our lives, we'll see our lives will be very smooth. We'll always be happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, whichever situation that He puts us in, we'll be happy with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We'll not be fed up with life. This is such a great, advice Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, to fear Him. And when we have this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we fear Him, like I said, our lives will be very smooth. Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they all possessed taqwa. This is a quality that was engraved in every sahabi radiallahu anhum in their hearts. Alqama radiallahu anhum, he narrates one hadith. Imam Hakim rahimahullah, he brings this riwayah. He says that a delegation came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was seven of us and I was one of the seven. I was the seventh amongst them. Speaking about taqwa, meaning how if we have taqwa in our lives, how we'll be happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with everything around us, we'll be happy, we'll not have anything to complain about. So he mentions that we came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seven of us, we gave him salam, he returned our salam, we spoke to him. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was very impressed the way we spoke. He was very happy and he said, Ma antum, what are you people? What are you people? Who are you? You guys are amazing. So he said that we replied, you know, we are mu'minun, we are believers. We are believers. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِنَّ لِكُلِّ قَوْلٍ حَقِيقَةٍ. Indeed, every statement has a reality to it. And what is the reality? وَمَا حَقِيقَةِ إِيمَانِكُمْ. What is the reality of your iman? You just can't claim something. You just came first time to Medina, and you're saying that you're believers. So what is it? So he mentions that they replied that we have 15 qualities in us. 15. Five, you have command of us with. Five, your messenger told us to, you know, have these five qualities. Your messenger have command of us with five. That's 10. And five, you were born with those five before Islam, in the time of Jahiliyyah. And you are still practicing those five qualities till now. Until you tell us to change it, Ya Rasulullah, then we'll change it. If not, we'll still follow these five qualities. So Rasulullah was very amazed by these people. He said, okay, tell me about the qualities. What are the five qualities that I told you to, you know, follow? They said, you told us that أَنُّؤْمِنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. Not وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. In this riwayah it comes وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ. That to believe in Allah, His Messenger, and the books, right? And to believe in Qadr. To believe in Qadr, destiny, to believe in Taqdeer, whether it's good or bad, it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was impressed, said, okay, what are the five qualities that my messenger told you to have? They said, your messenger, they told us that أن نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأنك عبده ورسوله. To believe and testify that there is no worthy worship but Allah, He is alone, He has no partners, and that you are the messenger and the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ونقيم الصلاة, that we establish salah, ونؤتي الزكاة, that we give zakah, ونصوم شهر رمضان, and we fast in the month of Ramadan, ونحج البيت إن استطعنا إليه سبيل. And if we have the, you know, ability and the capacity to make Hajj, we go for Hajj. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, what are the five qualities that you're created with, you're born with, before Islam? It said the five things are, number one, ash-shukr inda al-raha, to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the time of ease. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He showers His blessings upon us and the times are easy, everything's going smooth, we do not forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that time. Even before Islam, we always thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we had easy times, ash-shukru 'inda ar-rakha. Thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being thankful. Was-sabru 'inda al-bala. And to have patience. And to have, you know, to practice patience in the time of difficulty. When the time is hard, we do not lose hope, or we do not become, you know, depressed, but rather we're patient with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not utter such statements that will, you know, anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then they mentioned that وَالصِّدْقُ فِي مَوَاطِنِ اللِّقَاءِ. And when we meet our enemies, we are true. We do not run away. When we face any challenges, we do not run away from it. We have this quality within ourselves, we do not go back. And this is the quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. And then he continued, he said, وَالرَّضَى بِرَضِ الْقَضَى. To be happy with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though it may be bitter. Even the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be bitter. It might be against us. It might be completely, totally against us. But at that time, to be happy with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though it may be bitter. And amazing, the last quality that they mentioned said, وَتَرْكُ الشَّمَاتَةِ بِالْمُصِيبَةِ إِذَا حَلَّتْ بِالْأَعْدَاءِ. That we do not feel happy when the enemy, when our enemies are afflicted with any calamity. We do not, you know, enjoy, or we do not celebrate the calamity that befalls on our enemies. Amazing quality, right? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was so impressed, he was so amazed by these people. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, فُقَهَا أُدَبَا كَادُوا أَنْ يَكُونُوا أَنْبِيَاءَ مِنْ خِصَالٍ أَشْرَفَهَا اللَّهُ. That fuqaha, they're intellectuals, understanding people. They have, Allah gave them the understanding. Udaba, well-mannered, well-cultured people. Kadu an yakunu anbiya. And it was very near, very close that they became prophets because of these great qualities that they possess. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, I will add five more, so that Allah can complete all the good characters in you. Number one, لا تجمعوا ما لا تأكلون. Do not gather what you will not eat. You know, this dunya, you know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if a person had one mountain full of gold, or one valley full of gold, he'll wish for the second. When he has the second, he'll want the third. When he has the third, he'll continue, he'll want the fourth, and so on. وَلَنْ يَمْلَقْ فَهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. And then Rasulullah said, they will never be happy. Right? His mouth will never be satisfied. His hunger will never be satisfied, except with dirt in his mouth, meaning until he goes to his grave, he will never be happy. Only death can end that desire. So Rasulullah said, do not gather what you will not eat. One of the greatest diseases that we have within the ummah, myself, me first, including myself, is that the love for the dunya. As we see the situation and the condition of the ummah right now, that Islam is being targeted from every angle with all this Islamophobia, and the image of Islam, it keeps, you know, getting worse and worse. But the reality of Islam is not that. The reality of Islam is beautiful. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّتِي الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. When my ummah, when my followers, they will adore this world, they will think this world to be something great, then نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. Allah will remove the awe of Islam from the hearts of people. Islam will not have any apparent spirit left in it. Nothing special will be seen in Islam. And of course, we cannot blame only the disbelievers for this. Ourselves, we have to change ourselves. We can have the dunya. There is nothing wrong with having the dunya. But you have to get it the halal way. Right? You have to get that dunya the halal way. There is nothing wrong in having the dunya, but we cannot be attached to that dunya. We cannot have the love of that dunya. Abdurrahman bin Awf radiallahu anhu, he was one of the wealthiest people that ever lived on this earth. But it was said about him that on a daily basis, he would earn thousands of gold coins. Not 1,000, thousands. And it is said about him that zakat was never compulsory on him. He never had to give zakat. Why? He hid his wealth? Or before zakat, he gave it to his friend, you know what? This is a gift for you. After zakat, give it back to me. Or he told his wife to go take it? No. They had pure intentions. They had pure hearts. Right? Everything he possessed, everything he had, all that wealth he had, he gave it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he says in one hadith, مَنْ كَانَ مُسْتَنَّا فَلْيَسْتَنَّ بِمَنْ قَدْ مَاتَ. That if anyone wants to adopt any path, adopt any way, they should adopt the path and the way of those that have passed. Ulaika ashabu Muhammad, those that have passed away, and they are the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abarraha quluba. Why? They had the cleanest and the purest of hearts. Our hearts, it's full of dunya. Their hearts was full of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was filled with the love of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was filled with the love of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was filled
with the love of the Lord, it was filled with obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was filled with the love of deen. That's it. And our hearts is totally the opposite. So we have to try to work, we have to try to rectify and clean our hearts. أَبَرُّهَا قُلُوبًا وَأَعْمَقُهَا عِلْمًا. And they had the deepest of knowledge. Now we have more information. Okay? One hadith, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he also told his students that أَنْتُمْ أَكْثَرُ صِيَامًا وَأَكْثَرُ اِجْتِهَادًا مِنْ أَصْحَابِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ وَهُمْ كَانُوا خَيْرٌ مِنْكُمْ. He told his students that you make more effort and you pray more siyam, you make more siyam, you fast more, and you pray more tilawat of the Quran. You recite more Quran than the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet they were better than you. They were better than you. You know, you have more knowledge apparently than them. All of them did. They were not hafaz. They didn't know the Quran, the whole thing at heart. Some of them knew only a few surahs. And you know what? You know much more than them. You know the ayat of the Quran. But they were better than you. So they asked, لِمَاذَا يَا أَبَا عَبْدُ الرَّحْمَنِ. Why? What is the reason? Why are they better than us? If you're telling us that we know more than them, we pray more salah than them, we fast more than them, and we give more charity and so on. He says, Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, كَانُوا أَزْهَدْ فِي الدُّنْيَا. That they did not have any inclination towards the dunya. Their hearts weren't attached with this world. Even though they had the dunya, but their hearts weren't attached to this world. And وَأَرْغَبْ فِي الْآخِرَةِ. And they had more love for the akhirah. They wanted akhirah. Going back to the hadith where Rasulullah said, five more. Number one said, do not gather what you will not eat. Right? And وَلَا تَبْنُوا مَا لَا تَسْكُنُونَ. Do not build where you will not live in. Do not just build and build. Build businesses and houses and buildings, but you will not live in it. Right? You want it for your kids, your grandkids. I mean, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really wants, no matter what happens, no matter how you live, how you left them, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills well for them, Allah will give it to them. And no matter how much wealth you left behind, if Allah doesn't want anything for them, they will end up with nothing. So do not build such places that you will not live in. Right? And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he continued and he said that prepare for that day when you will have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you will have to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And be eager to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to meet Him and to face Him. So these are the five qualities that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told them and said, now you're complete with these 20 qualities, which are the good qualities of Islam. So going back to the taqwa, when we have the taqwa with the decisions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we'll be happy no matter what happens. No matter what happens. So this is the first thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, have taqwa. The second ayah that recited Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold on to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hold on to the deen, the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all together at once. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And do not divide, and do not, you know, become different groups. Do not cause division. Do not cause hatred. وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And وَذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. And remember the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you're enemies between yourselves. You hated each other. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, before Islam, they were such that they were, we all know the incidents, that they would fight for generations for nothing. His camel drank water from here. Now, he would fight with this one his whole life. When he's dying, he would, you know, make this will, you know what, my children, listen, we have problems with this family, keep fighting after I die. And they'll keep fighting. They'll keep fighting after the father dies. And then when those kids, his kids, when they're about to die, they would advise their kids, meaning the fathers, the grandkids, that you know what, you have problems with that family, keep fighting after I die. For generations, it would keep going on. But through Islam, you know, as soon as the said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, right away, through the blessing of Islam, through the peace of Islam, through the love of Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, Wazkuru ni'matallah. Remember that time when you were enemies, you couldn't stand one another. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah has joined your hearts, united your hearts. He put love and affection between you. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا. And you became brothers. You became brothers, real brothers. The brotherhood of Islam is a real brotherhood. To support this, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, in the battle of Badr, his son was not a Muslim yet. His son wasn't a Muslim yet. So later on, he accepted Islam. And he told his father, oh my father, you know in Badr, you came in front of me so many times, but you're my father, that's why I didn't harm you. I didn't kill you. I didn't want to harm you. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, oh my son, if I had seen you, if you came in front of me that day in Badr, I would have left you, even though you're my son. But you're not my son because you don't have Islam. Lucky that you didn't come in front of me. Even though later on you accepted Islam, radiallahu anhu. So the brotherhood that, you know, the real brotherhood is the brotherhood of Islam. So فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. You became brothers. وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها. And you're at the edge, on the pit, of falling into the hellfire. You're very close to falling into the hellfire. فأنقذكم بنعمته. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, فأنقذكم منها. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He saved you and He protected you from that hellfire. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيْنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ آيَاتِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions and He explains His signs so that you may be guided. So this unity and brotherhood of Islam is something great. No matter how strong we become, how strong individuals we are, how, you know, smart we are, how wealthy we are, if we do not unite and stand as one ummah, then the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never be with us. Never ever. We can be making tahajjud, making, you know, siyam, giving sadaqah, praying all night, everything. But we have hatred in our hearts, Allah's help will never be with us. Never ever. We can have many people amongst us that are extremely pious, but the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be with us if we have hatred in our hearts, if we have disunity within the ummah. The first step towards success of this ummah is to unite. Even though we may not be pious, and I'm not promoting sins, don't get me wrong. Even though we may not be pious, but if we have unity, the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with us. Hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one I was mentioning, that إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّتِي الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. When the ummah will adore this world, the awe of Islam will be removed from the hearts of people. وَإِذَا تَرَكَتِ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ حُرِمَتْ بَرَكَةُ الْوَحْيِ. That when the ummah will leave commanding towards good and preventing evil, حُرِمَتْ بَرَكَةُ الْوَحْيِ. The blessings of wahi will be removed. You know, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, every single ayah they read, they learned, they practiced. Every single ayah. This is why wa'amakuhum ilma, they had the deepest of knowledge. They understood every single ayah of the Quran. Wakana waqafan 'inda kitabillah. You know, they practiced every single ayah of the Quran. Only language they understood, only language they spoke was the Qur'an. When the Qur'an said, they did. That's it. So, now we recite the Qur'an. The wahi is right there. But you know, repeating the wahi again and again, God. Our lives still the same. Why? Because we left commanding towards good and preventing evil. And وَإِذَا تَسَابَتْ أُمَّتِي سَقَطَتْ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّهِ. When my ummah will fight, they'll curse one another. They'll quarrel, argue with one another. That سَقَطَتْ مِنْ عَيْنِ اللَّهِ. They will fall from the esteem of Allah, they will fall from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No matter how pious individuals they may be, it doesn't matter. But if they're not together, and if they're not, if their hearts are not together, if they're not one ummah, then the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not be with us. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to possess the quality of taqwa, to achieve this taqwa in ourselves. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to live like brothers and to have clean hearts and to live as one ummah. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنَّ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.